Now,
back to more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Into the 9 o'clock hour on the Scoreboard Show. Sam and Chris, nine floors up in our Midtown Atlanta studios. Got Dom Chorosky working the other side of the glass. And you know we started doing something, Chris. We started having a cub reporter.
A cub, like a little pup, yeah, like a cub.
Some of them they'll be bringing along. Yeah. And so we got a couple tonight.
Yeah, who
and
we got?
And our first one up is Brooks Garland, and he's at North Gwinnett High School, where North Gwinnett is taking on Peachtree Ridge. Brooks, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Great. Tell us a bit about your matchup tonight.
So, we're playing Peachtree Ridge. We're big rivals. We out here, same game last year, homecoming game. We lost to them. And I think tonight we came out, we've had big expectations. We're 5-0. We're expected to beat them. And I think we've come out and we're showing our stuff. We started off kind of slow. Peachtree Ridge converted and we didn't. They had the lead 8-7 in the first quarter, and then we kind of just took it back. Currently, it is 27-8, and we're just now getting to the second half.
North Gwinnett looking to be 6-0 on the year. Brooks, what year are you in school? Are you a senior?
So, I'm a senior, yes, sir. So, I'm the photographer for North Gwinnett.
So awesome.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so your senior year, you're gonna have a great year, man. I'm seeing big things from North Gwinnett. Looking forward to following them way late into the season.
Now, where do most of your photos go? Is there any way we can find your photos?
Yes, sir. So, well, for North Gwinnett, I do them for free for the players. But yes, sir, photos are turning out pretty good, and we're looking to go undefeated this season, and that should be something special for all my friends on the football team. So it's definitely been a special season so far.
Fantastic. You know where you're going next fall?
Yes. Wait, can you repeat that? Sorry, it's a little hard to hear that.
Do you know where you're going to be going to school next fall?
Yes, sir. So I'm a competitive golfer. I'm planning to play in college, and I have a couple offers right now. I have an offer from Savannah State, and then I'm talking to Valdosta, and I'm talking to a GCSU right now.
All good places, man.
Yeah.
Playing golf in college.
How about that?
Man.
That's all right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Brooks, we appreciate your update. Hope you get back to us later on and give us a wrap-up on how the games go and see if you guys are still going to be undefeated, okay?
Yes, sir. I will call you all back. All right. Thank you for your time.
All right. Now, that is Brooks Garland out at North Gwinnett. Golfer. Looking to go to school on a golf scholarship.
Some people pay a lot of money to play golf, Sam.
Right.
I'm not one of those people. I'm not any good at golf. But some people pay a lot of money to play golf.
Yeah.
Brooks going for free.
Yeah. How about that?
How about that?
That's nice. That's nice. Appreciate the update from him, and sounds like they're going to get some little payback for last year with Peachtree Ridge ruining their homecoming.
North Gwinnett's got a good team. Though.
They do.
I mean, they really are. It's hard to believe they're under the radar, but doesn't it feel a little?
You
hear about Carrollton.
We kind of pulled the cover back on them that night they won down at Coffin.
Yeah, no, we're not. They're not under our radar.
Yeah, no, we know.
But I think they're under some other people's radar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Watch out.
Yep. They could really do some things in the postseason. All right, our reporters have them updates. Let's start with Garrett Chapman.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game in the High School Scoreboard Show. This is Garrett Chapman down in the McDonough area at Ola High School at Mustang Stadium for homecoming. The Mustangs are on top of Stockbridge at the halftime buzzer, 10-0. And look, Ola is playing their brand of football. They like these low-scoring games. They're very comfortable playing in these types of scenarios. They're averaging about 6 points per game allowed on defense, and it's clear to see why. They are very fundamentally sound. And Stockbridge, they look like they're having to fight for every inch that they can get. And it looks like they were finally putting together a couple of drives there in the second quarter. They're having to manufacture everything because Ola is not allowing big plays. But on top of that, Stockbridge is beating themselves. They've had a couple of bad penalties here and there. They had one where they got all the way up to about the 20, 25-yard line. And then you have an unsportsmanlike conduct or you push a kid out of bounds. You can't do those kinds of things and want to win these types of games. But Stockbridge has been in these kinds of games before. They've been up, they've been down. They scored two touchdowns in their win against Jones County last week in the final minutes of the game, so they know how to win these games. But on the other hand, Ola, this is their style. They want to play these low-scoring games, and you can see why they're averaging 6 points per game on defense. But it's homecoming. The people are out. They're honoring the homecoming court right now on the field as we speak, and the home team is winning. Beautiful night for high school football down here in McDonough. 10-0, the home team is on top. I'll keep you guys updated. This should be a very interesting game as it continues to progress here in the second half. I'll keep you all updated. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Garrett Chapman down here at Ola High School. Guys, back to you.
All right, that is Garrett Chapman, and he's seeing a good one tonight, but we figured that was going to be a good ball game.
Yeah, 10-0. Ola, he said it twice. I'm going to say it a third time. They're averaging giving up 6 points a game. They're giving up 36 points all year.
Wow.
They played six games, 36 points all year. I mean, look, it was some halves. I gave up 36, okay? So 36 points all year.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
So really good defense at Ola. You know, Stockbridge is going to have some halftime adjustments. You know, I'll be that. It's not over.
Oh, no, now. But
Ola playing some good football. Homecoming, playing a big county rival. You know, that's kind of what it's all about. So, be excited to see how that one finishes up. And Garrett will be right there.
Yeah, we're going to get an update from him. All right, let's check in now with Day-Day Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the high school scoreboard show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Day-Day Lewis live here in Fayetteville, guys, at Stars Mill, where we've got an exciting one that just reached the half, and it's Central on top, 21-14. No one finds the end zone in the first quarter, and in the second quarter, the offense explodes on both sides. And again, it's Central on top, 21-14. Four of the five touchdowns, all rushing touchdowns, until just under 30 seconds to go. Central's J.R. Harris connects with Jake Vester. And again, that score would give them the 21-14 lead that we have here at the break. And like I said, a lot of success for both sides of the ball in the run game. And Stars Mill, man, they've actually relatively done a great job containing Jonas Walton. He's really only had one explosive play. So we'll see the adjustments made here in the second half and keep you updated from Stars Mill for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
Close ball game, like you mentioned at the top of the show, close region contest. Chances are the winner of this game is going to be your region champ.
Yeah, I mean, assuming the games play out like you think, these are the best teams in that region, you're looking at a region championship game. It's going to come down to the wire. Day-Day's going to be there, keep you updated all night.
Yep, that's it. Got one more here. Simone Stanley, she's down in East Point.
Woodward Academy had over 30 yards in offensive penalties in the second quarter, but that did not stop them from scoring. They're now up 17-0 on the Tri-City Bulldogs, and it was junior running back Joshua Isom that dragged a pile of defenders with him into the end zone for a 20-yard score on 3rd and 13. Now, on the following drive, they did have to settle for a field goal after the Bulldogs' defense came up big. Speaking of red zone, the Bulldogs did make their way there twice in the second quarter, but they couldn't convert. Let's see if fortune changes for the home team in the second half.
All right, that is Simone Stanley checking in with that game. Woodward Academy playing at Tri-Cities down on the south side tonight. So, you know, and Woodward Academy, like you said, it's a tough game for them. You know, we know what they usually represent in their region. And Tri-City's just trying to show we can hang around, keep the game pretty low, and give ourselves a chance.
Yeah, Tri-City's great effort. Woodward Academy may be the more established program at this point, but still a little bit of football left to be played.
Absolutely. And just like Stockbridge, they're another team that played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium last year.
Just last year.
Played in the state championship.
Yeah, and they started out slow. They played a really tough schedule. They started out slow. I wouldn't count them out moving forward yet.
No, not at all. Got some scores that might surprise you a little bit. Third quarter, Cartersville 14, Cass 7.
Yeah, that's a rival right down the road from each other.
They always play tight.
Yeah.
Tight ball game. Troop County, Upson Lee. Troop County 14, Upson Lee 3. So watch for that one. There's some games that we think, you know, are pretty close contests of what a night.
Yeah, how about Oconee County up 35-0 on East Hall. How about this one you mentioned earlier in South Georgia? Colquitt Lowndes 28-28 halftime.
Man, well,
when he first started seeing those SEC games that would be high scoring, and you'd be like, what is this? I'm looking at this South Georgia game, 28-28 at halftime. What is this?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
You know, they've opened up those offenses a little bit down there. Well, they used to. North Oconee is undefeated. They're playing Madison County. 21-13, North Oconee is leading in the third quarter of that game. So good matchup there.
Yeah, really good. At halftime, if I'm saying this, at halftime, Prince Avenue Christian up 42-7 on Stevens County.
Wow.
That's a surprising result.
Very,
so far.
Very. That's really surprising.
Milton is up 42-7 on Lanier.
On Lanier.
And Mill Creek at the half up 47-17 over Decula. Man, Mill Creek, another under-the-radar, really good team, right?
Sprayberry's up 13-7 on Creekview second quarter. We talked about those teams, and they're the game that I.J. Rosenberg told us about. That's the Score Atlanta game tonight. And so quite close ball game, big region contest too.
Yeah, how about this? Last I saw, River Ridge 30, Riverwood 0, but Blessed Trinity 28, Kale 7. That's a little surprising to me. You thought that might be a tighter game. But also, last I saw, Harrison was kind of putting it on McEachern, 21-6.
21-6, that's the third. I'm seeing that is a third quarter score. So we keep an eye on that one as well, the scores that we're getting in. We're going to keep an eye on more of these. We've got more updates from our reporters, but coming up next, check in with a coach that's had some really good things happen with his team, Coach Jay Hawthorne, over at Eastside High School. The Eagles are soaring to start the season, and we're going to check with him next. You stay with us. It is the Scoreboard Show, the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This is the Game's High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It is the High School Scoreboard Show. On this Friday night, and some scores to tell you about. By the way, our scoreboard update is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Huddle up at Buffalo's. And before we get to our guest, Brenda, one or two scores. We got Cambridge halftime score. Cambridge up on Westminster 35-14. Also a halftime score, Campbell's up big time on South Cobb 37-0. Also halftime, Carrollton 42, Westlake 21.
Yo,
yes, some scores that we have. You see any?
Yeah, Sprayberry 21, Creekview 7 is one that stood out. Wheeler 28, Cherokee 27. That's been going back and forth.
Yeah,
so we're keeping an eye on Norcobb Christian 49, Murray County 0. Norcobb Christian really good this year.
They're really good.
And the college game, Jack State's over Kennesaw State. Are we talking about that? Yeah, 28-17 right now, 17? Jack State over Kennesaw State in third quarter.
They're playing out in Kennesaw tonight, a little Friday night. College football in town. All right, Eric Slaughter has an update from his game. Let's check in with Eric.
Sports Radio 929 The Game's Friday night high school scoreboard show. This is Eric Slaughter, and I'm coming to you live from Hiram High School. At the half, the visiting Cedartown Bulldogs have a 35-13 lead over the Hiram Hornets. The Bulldogs have seen 5 touchdowns, 3 from quarterback Isaiah Johnson, 2 through the air and 1 on the ground, and 2 long runs from running back Tay Harris accounted for all the Bulldog points. The Hornets, after falling down 35-7, were able to get into the end zone just as the second quarter was coming to an end. A 1-yard plunge from running back Amari Henley cuts the score from 35-7 to 35-13 as the extra point was no good. The Hornets will receive the second half kickoff, and they'll need to keep scoring if they're going to get back into this game. But for now, once again, your halftime score in this 4A Region 7 contest, Cedartown 35, Hiram 13. Let's go back to the studio for Sam and Chris. This is Eric Slaughter.
All right, thanks a lot, Eric, for that update and the game that he's covering. Now, we talked a little bit about logistics and how some teams have had to move around and games were scheduled, you know, for last Friday. They had to play on some Saturday, played some Monday. We have some that have games that have been moved to Saturday this week. The coach we're about to bring on has a team that's had to move around some and had to deal with some of the logistics from the hurricane last week, but they are still undefeated. They're going to be playing tomorrow, talking about the Eastside Eagles. Coach Jay Carthen is their head coach, and he joins us now. Coach, good evening and welcome to the Scoreboard Show. You got Sam and Chris.
Good evening. How y'all doing this evening?
Yeah, well, we're doing great, Coach, but how good are you doing? Because you got a game tomorrow to prepare for, and you took some time to talk to us. So what you thinking?
Yeah, it feels kind of weird being off. This is our second Friday night off. Last week we had to play our game at Madison County on a Saturday afternoon, and then we were post-play last night against Walnut Grove, and all the things that are happening down in our area with the bio lab, and they got MOOCs. We only got to school Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, so we had to move our game to Saturday. But our kids are adapting, chomping at the bit to get on the field tomorrow night.
Coach, talk a minute about how resilient these kids are and how you've been able to change, because what coaches do and players do, they adapt, man. So a lot of people don't realize the change in logistics and what all that means. So just talk a little bit about how you guys have adapted the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, y'all, I mean, you know, teenagers and us as coaches, we're creatures of habit, and we get in a routine, and when something happens, it's a shock to the system. I'm fortunate this year to have a real experienced team, and they've handled it well. There's been a lot of group texts sent out where I thought something was going to happen, and then something gets changed. So we thought we were going to be able to practice on Tuesday. But they've adapted well, and this week is really, it's really been getting them back into a normal routine, and they've done a great job, and they're just ready to get back out on the field on tomorrow night.
Folks, spending some time talking with Coach Jay Cawthorn. He's a coach from Eastside High School. The Eagles are off to a great start this season, undefeated so far at 6-0, and that's two games within their region. Talk a little bit about last week. When we talked earlier this week, you talked about what last week was like. You knew the storm was coming, and Wednesday you were trying to get a practice in. You ended up having to send everybody home. And then you had to coach this team without seeing them for 2 days.
Yeah, that was weird, to say the least, because we want to put eyes on our kids every day. I mean, that's what we are as coaches. We want to see them every chance we get. And, we saw them on that Wednesday for about 45 minutes and didn't see them again until Saturday morning, and had to take the trip up to Madison County. Was really worried about how our kids were going to respond to a Saturday afternoon game in a different atmosphere. You know, our band, our cheerleaders were not able to travel. So they're a real big part of our program. It took a couple series for our guys to get in the flow of things. And I was real proud of them, how they came back the second half and really played some Eastside football.
Well, at least you weren't playing anything like a triple option team or anything like that.
At least we had one day in pass to prepare for it.
Yeah.
And that's what I told the kids at halftime. I said, look, fellas, it takes a little time to get used to it, and you only practice against it for one day. But they adapted well. Adapted well.
Well, having the veteran team matters, Coach, and you're 6-0, and that's exciting. And, Sam, they got the belt. You know, they beat the other county teams. They beat Newton. They beat Alcovy. They're the county champs.
Y'all got the county belt, Coach?
That's right. No, we got a county trophy.
It's a metaphorical belt, but we're giving it to you. Right. Like, it's a belt. It's not a real thing. Don't expect one of them high five things, trophies and like that, but we'll give you the imaginary belt. Coach,
right.
But that was a big win. You beat Newton in the first game. Newton's a bigger school. Yeah. They're in your county. It's a rival, but it is a bigger school. So they do a lot of times have the advantage on you. But you got to win over them this year. Talk about that starting your season on the right path.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's real big for our community. We don't build it up as much as everybody else does as a team, because we have to play them every year. We know they're there, and they are two classifications ahead of us. But having an experienced team that has already played them a couple, three times in their time in high school, you know, they knew what to expect, and our kids were confident going in, not cocky by no stretch, but we had a great summer. And it was something that we didn't bring up in summertime, but our kids knew it in the back of their head. So it drove it a little bit more in summer, in that heat. And they came out, you know, very, very confident and played very well. It was a good start for our season. Anytime you can win that first game, and with it being a big county rival, it really, you know, gets that momentum going.
Coach, thoughts about your region, because you're 2-0 in your region so far. You got a matchup coming up with a team that's off to a good start in Walnut Grove. But thoughts about the fact this is a very challenging region you guys are playing in.
It is, you know, with the new, you know, it was good for us to get into a new region, to play some new people that we hadn't played in a while. And Walnut Grove coming up is a very physical football team. They're off to a 4-1 start. they definitely have our attention by no stretch of the imagination, and I'm just looking forward to compete. We talk about going 1-0 every week, doesn't matter who we play. So just really looking forward to it. It is, from top to bottom, is a tough region.
Yeah, it really is. You got Walnut Grove, North Oconee, and East Forsyth the next 3 weeks. Pretty tough schedule there. Coach, what's got to improve, though? I mean, I know when you're 6-0, everybody talks about what you're doing well. What's got to improve for you guys to have the season you want to have in the next 4 or 5 weeks?
You know, we talk about, you know, getting better each and every day in all three phases of the game, and our guys have attacked that. You know, I wouldn't put one thing on it. We've done a great job of not turning the ball over. We play pretty good defense. It's just getting better, you know, as a player, as a team, every single day, every single practice, every single rep. And our guys have attacked every single day. I'm really proud of that. And, you know, you go 1-0 every week, and you never know what can happen.
Coach, you've been a part of the program there for a number of years, and before becoming the head coach, just talk about the pride that you get from having been here. You know the community. You know the culture that has been set there with Eastside.
Yes, sir. You know, this is my 20th year, so we got here in 2005. We went 0-10 our first year. And we've kind of built it, you know, brick by brick and really establishing that big name culture. And what is special about our place is each senior class is trying to outdo that last year's seniors class. And I think that's a real motivation. We always don't have the most talented kids, but our kids just do whatever we ask. And I know all coaches say that our kids just work their tails off. And our community support is second to none. You come to a Friday night game at an East Side game, it's got that South Georgia atmosphere in it, you know, and that's what everybody looks forward to. I'm just real proud to represent East Side.
Fantastic, fantastic. So you guys are tomorrow. What time are you guys playing?
We got normal time, 7:30. I wanted to keep it. I wanted to try to get us an atmosphere like a Friday night. So we had the choice of going in the afternoon or the evening. I chose the evening. I know it's tough on our coaching staff and tough on our kids, but for our community, I like to play up under the lights and looking forward to it at 7:30.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, hey, good luck to you. Really excited for you guys. Look forward to following you next few weeks, man. Good job.
Thank y'all so much. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much. That is Coach Jay Cawthorn, the coach out at Eastside. And, you know, like I said, that winning that first game, and he won't make a big deal out of it, but winning.
Nah, it's a bigger deal than he made out of it.
We beat Newton to start the season.
I used to be that guy, okay? I know. I pulled away the curtain a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to have that coach talk anymore. I get some real talk. It mattered.
It matters. It matters big time.
Well, it matters. And you know what it matters for, Sam, is not even just obviously your pride. You want to win with your neighbors and all that. But it does help the confidence. High school kids, look, the Georgia Bulldogs are going to be fine tomorrow, win or lose. You know, Alabama, like, those are kids a little bit older. They're good. They're going to regroup. They're going to come out there. They're going to play hard. They know they're good. Losing one game does not make them not know they're good.
Right.
High school different, man. I mean, it's different. You got some 9th and 10th graders out there sometimes. You got some guys who have had to really work through JV their senior year. They're finally getting to play.
Yeah.
They deep down don't have as much confidence as you think. You go beat a team like Newton that's beat you a few years in a row. You've never beaten in high school. They're your county rival. They talk a lot of trash on Instagram or something. And you shut them up. You start thinking you're pretty good.
Yeah.
Then the next week you're a little better, and the next week you're a little better. So, yeah, those wins over those rival teams, those wins that the kids really matter, that matters in the community, they give you confidence. And getting that first game of the year win, I'm telling you, that springboards you into some more wins.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, look, it's a big deal. I mean, anytime you win a football game, it's a big deal. Both teams try hard. Somebody's got to lose. It's hard to win. But when you can beat somebody that's a rival that you know maybe has had the upper hand for a little while, it's something.
There's a little something to you. There's a little something for your season when you think about it. And they're getting set to play on Saturday. That's coming up tomorrow for them. Looking at the score that has changed, Buford is now leading. They were trailing Collins Hill third quarter, about 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Buford now up 14-7 on Collins Hill. All right, coming up next, we're going to get more updates, more scores to report for you. You stay with us. It is Friday night. It is the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Chris, nine floors up at our Kia Studios on this Friday night. So glad you're with us, wherever you may be. If you're at games, enjoying games, and we're checking out games and having a good time. We had a great conversation there with Coach Carthen from Eastside and what that team is doing. Looks like Buford has just scored again right now, third quarter. They were down in this game, and all of a sudden it turned around. I don't know if Tim Wansley called them or what.
I don't want to say it was us. But it was 7-0 Buford was losing when Tim came on with us.
Yeah.
And now it's 21-7.
Amazing how that happened.
So, I mean, those are facts. Now, if you want to connect the dots that, you know, coming on the show is good for you, then there you go.
Buford's up 20-7 right now. That game is getting late in the third quarter.
Yeah, Dublin a winner tonight, 48-3 over Ace Charter. Gainesville a winner tonight, 41-0 over Seckinger.
And Seckinger are playing up at Gainesville, and Gainesville continuing to roll. Got a fourth quarter score. Oconee County's up on East Hall, 49-7. 40 in that one. Down in South Georgia right now, Westover is leading Bainbridge.
Yo.
26-23. The crew from Albany got a lead right now in that game.
How about that? Benedictine at the end of the third quarter up 28-14 on Warner Robins. Benedictine really good.
You think that was going to be a close game? They're playing at Warner Robins.
At Warner Robins, I mean, it still may be. I mean, 14 points, you know, you never know how that game's playing out. But it just means Benedictine really good. Warner Robins is good, Benedictine really good.
We got Marvin James, who's at that game from WMAZ and from GHS. We're going to try to have him check in with us after that game is done and tell us what was going on with that game. We got Fannin County up 35-7 in the fourth quarter on Chattooga. Chattooga started the season off 5-0.
Let me tell you something about Fannin County, Sam. That's the mountain folks, you know. That's really good.
Really good.
I mean, these guys are having a generational type team here. So for them, so they're 6-0. They'll probably win tonight. They're going to be 7-0, right? They're playing our Murchie Christian Heritage and Gordon Lee the rest of the year. I mean, they've got as good odds of anybody to finish season undefeated. It just Chad Cheatham there did a great job. I'm really impressed with those guys and the way they carry themselves, and they just have been dominant. I mean, the last 5 weeks they've given up 7-7-0-0-6 points. I mean, unbelievable. And they beat Rabun County 28-7 in that run. So I mean, this is a legit team. I know that sometimes the North Mountain teams beat each other up a little bit, and one of them has a nice run, and good for them. But this is a team that'll be a problem in the playoffs for some people.
So we're going to keep an eye out and work out for them.
They have festivals probably, too.
We got a festival.
I'm sure they got one down the road.
You got to remind you. We're going to have people. Folks.
Marble Festival tomorrow and Sunday in Jasper.
If you want to see Chris in action.
Yeah. You know how they send Mike and them to Twin Peaks?
Yeah, yeah.
And you can go meet them. You know, you can meet me at the Marble Festival, okay, at the parade. I'll be the MC at the Marble Festival parade tomorrow. And then Sunday, I'm going to drive a shuttle, Sam.
What?
Yeah, that's what I do on Sunday. I volunteer my time. If you park over at the Ingles in Jasper and you want to get a ride to the park.
I love Ingles.
I'll take you. Yeah, I'll take you. Really? I drive the shuttle.
Wow.
So you want to.
Dom, you getting this?
Dom, come out there. Bring your girl, Dom. Park out there at the Ingles. I'll drive you over there. Look, they love it, okay? People love those festivals. You put on some flannel, you know, take some pictures, whatever it is. Yeah, man, come out.
Do you have a mascot or anything?
No. I don't know. I just drive the bus shuttle, Sam. I don't know what's happening there, but I know a lot of people attend, so it must be nice. So come out to Jasper, Georgia, to the Marble Festival tomorrow and Sunday, all day.
The Marble Festival.
You know about marble.
I did.
You've lived here this long.
I did not know about marble in Pickens, and now you just.
And I think the next week they have like the Apple Festival in Ellijay.
Okay.
They got to have something in Blue Ridge, just above there. So
okay,
yeah,
we have to do that. Talk about over in Ellijay. How about Gilmer? They're up there in third quarter. They're leading Heritage Catoosa. Gilmer's up 21-17.
Oh, that's a good that's a big game.
Okay.
That's a big region game. Yeah, Gilmer and Heritage probably fighting for a playoff spot or that third, fourth, fifth kind of range in the region. And the winner of that game will have a great opportunity. The winner of that game is likely to make the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on that one and see how that game ends up as we I have more scores from tonight. Let me see again the fourth quarter score. We got Model 14, Harrison County 6. That is a fourth quarter score. Harris County is up on Griffin 31-8. That is a fourth quarter score. Harris County is what that place you love to go.
Yeah, eat, Hunter's Pub, Harris County. It's coming up, Sam. You go to Columbus for the softball state championship.
State championship.
You got to get on, you know, 185.
Right.
One of them exits over there, Hunter's Pub. Check it out.
That is a spot you would know.
I'm not a sponsor of them. I'm just a customer. You know what I'm saying? Like the old hair club commercial. I'm a client. You know, like.
Oh, not the hair club. Oh, okay. Down on the south side, fourth quarter score. We got Morrow leading Northgate.
Yo,
Morrow 7, Northgate 3. That is a fourth quarter score.
We're 7-3 in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter, final score. Mount Perrin is beating Walker 56-0. Final score in that one tonight.
Mountain View beat Discovery 31-0. That's final. Mountain View with the win. Congrats. Oconee won 56-7. That went final over East Hall.
Fantastic, fantastic. Fourth quarter score, Denmark is up 13-7 on North Forsyth. That is a fourth quarter score.
I'm telling you this one, Sam. Woodstock 41, Pope 17, fourth quarter. Woodstock on the path to being 6-1. They won 6 games in 4 years combined.
You know,
and Coach they're going to be 6-1 tonight.
Coach Devine's doing an excellent job. He had just taken that job, and I met him at the 7-on-7 they were having out in Roswell. And I went by the 707, and he was just taking over the job and talking about the things he was going to do.
Yeah. It's hard to, you know, when you take over a job, Sam, everybody thinks they're going to win. But when you lost 20 games in a row,
you
have to really hang in there. It's not about just changing 4 or 5 things and you start winning. You have to change 4 or 5 things every day over and over and over, and it doesn't pay off, and it doesn't pay off, and then it just starts paying off. And that's exciting to me to see those guys. 6-1 on the year. A big one over Creekview last week. A big one over Pope tonight. I mean, it's just a good story. I'm excited for Coach Devine. A good group of people down there at Woodstock, too.
Absolutely. Way down in South Georgia, we got a final score. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? I was just looking at it. Oh, where'd it go? Tiff County. Richmond Hill is beating Tiff County. Richmond Hill 21, Tiff County 17. Final score in that one. So that's one down in South Georgia that has gone final already on this Friday night. Sonoraville 24, North Murray 20. That is a fourth quarter score.
Sam, I'm watching this replay. It's Buford. You know, the last touchdown was a about a 60-yard pass from Dayton Rayola,
mm-hmm.
and not Dylan Rayola.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's standing at the minus 30, and he's throwing this thing near the end zone. You're pretty good.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Are we? I mean, I know Georgia folks kind of mad about, you know, he kind of shunned the Bulldogs and
went
to Nebraska.
I
mean, are we still recruiting this guy?
Because
if we're not, we need to get on it. Because he's a young guy. And, I mean, he is ripping this ball. So another Rayola, if you didn't know that already, at Buford. Really impressive throw here. Buford's having a nice night. They're really taking control of this game.
Yeah, they were down early, and they've come back now as we just about to start the fourth quarter, and they have the lead at 21-7, final score. Woodland, Cartersville taking on Allatoona. Fourth quarter, Allatoona up 7-0. That is a fourth quarter score in that game. That's also a region contest, as we've been keeping up with some of the games that have been taking place. Let me see. We got some updates. We got one. Which one can we go to? Who's ready for it? All right. Let's check in with Garrett Chapman. Has an update for us.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the High School Scoreboard Show. This is Garrett Chapman down at Ola High School. Homecoming here, and it is still the home team Mustangs on top of the Stockbridge Tigers. 10-0 here. Just getting started in this fourth quarter, and Stockbridge is finally finding a little bit of success here in the rushing attack. They were finally inside of the red zone. They've gotten all the way up to the 30-yard line 3 times in this game, but this is the first time getting into the shadow of the end zone. And let's see if they can punch this in. Yes, they can. Yes, touchdown, Stockbridge. 10-6 is your score now. This is the first score here for Stockbridge. Ola, I've talked about this dominating defense. They put it on full display. They very nearly they saved the touchdown earlier, but Stockbridge is able to punch it in. 10-6 is your score. 10 minutes and 43 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. We got a great game, a very critical matchup down here in the region, and this should be a really compelling finish. Really the first success that we've seen from Stockbridge in this game. They found it on the ground, no less, a place that they've been struggling to really get going. But 10-6 is your score. I'm stalling a little bit. I had to see if they connect on this extra point. Give me 2 seconds, and they do. 10-7 is your score. Ola's going to get the ball back. Haven't really had a lot of success since that second drive in this game. They really are committed to the run. They've missed a couple of opportunities in the passing attack, and that's why this game has remained 10-7. I'll keep you all updated. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
All right, that is Garrett Chapman keeping an eye on the game. And, you know, you want to see if Stockbridge was going to respond. Stockbridge responding in this game, making it a contest, and look like it's going to be a good
it's
great
a game.
Finish. Yeah.
Fourth quarter, tight game. I'm going to be excited for his next update.
Watching for that. All right, got another third quarter update. How about from Day-Day Lewis?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Day-Day Lewis live, guys, here at Stars Mill. We've just reached the fourth quarter, and the excitement continues in this one. Central still on top, 28-21, but let me tell you how the second half gets underway. Opening kick of the half, and it's going to be Stars Mill going for the onside kick, and they get it done successfully. And then ensuing possession, Logan Inagawa connecting with Lincoln Delaire for a touchdown pass. They tie it up 21-all. And then it's Central coming back as J.R. Harris connects with Kaven Cochran at the back pylon of the end zone to put Central back on top. 28-21 once again. That score, fourth quarter, just underway, man. And again, the excitement continues here in Fayetteville for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
All right. Fantastic, Day-Day. It seemed like his game.
He's always had a good one.
And it's something.
He's always at a good one. Excited for his next update, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's three. They started the fourth quarter in that game. Let's check in right now with Simone Stanley.
It's getting ugly in East Point, where the Tri-City Bulldogs are now down 38-0 to the visiting Woodward Academy War Eagles. The second half started off disastrous for the Bulldogs when they allowed the War Eagles to return the kickoff for a touchdown. It was senior wide receiver Josiah Abdullah that took it to the house for Woodward Academy. And then on the following drive, when Tri-City's offense was just starting to find their groove, junior Blake Stewart caught a pick six to put the score up 31-0. Defense turning into offense like Woodward needed any more help on offense. And since then, it's been all Woodward Academy. Now the clock is running all the way through the fourth quarter.
All right, so now we got a running clock down in East Point. Simone will join us with an update when that game is all finished. But you talked about Woodward, the team that's been in this situation before, the team that played for the state championship last year, and they're showing you that they're flexing a little bit
now. They put a running clock on a lot of folks.
Yeah.
No hard feelings, coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put it. I mean, it's a good football team. They struggled early in the year. They're trying to get the groove back. Not surprising. They're having a nice night.
They are having a great night down there. They are having a great night. Got some fourth quarter scores. Got a final right now. Brookwood is beating Meadow Creek 42-0. That one just went final. Fourth quarter score, West Forsyth up on Forsyth Central, 37-7. That is a fourth quarter score in that one. Let's see if we can get any other.
Walton's over Marietta right now, 21-3 in the fourth quarter. Walton looking to establish that back to that region dominance. Fannin County final got the win 35-7 over Chattooga.
Man, they made it. They made it last. That's the final score in that one. The number of games that are continuing to go. Want to see what happens in the fourth quarter of this Harrison-McEachern game. Also keeping an eye on that Lowndes-Colquitt game down in South Georgia. Putting a lot of points on the board. That and more when you stay with us. And it's going to the 10 o'clock hour. If you missed our school days guest, spend some time with Tim Wansley. We're going to bring that back for you here in the 10 o'clock hour. Along with final score updates from our reporters around the area. You stay with us on this Friday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.